In his series Portrait from a Distant Land, Tasmanian photographer Ricky Maynard documents his people and his country, their experience of colonisation and the myth of their extinction. Mainland Tasmanians were brutally driven from their land following the 30-year conflict in the early 19th century, known as the Black War. In 1834, after this extended and bloody period of conflict, many surviving Tasmanians were persuaded to surrender with assurances that they would be protected and provided for by the government. They were deported to Wybalina Mission on Flinders Island, where they faced further hardship and separation from their country. Because of this history of exile, the meaning of home assumes a deep significance in Ricky's work. For me, this portrait, Broken Heart, is one of Ricky's most moving photographs. It expresses the empathy he feels as a contemporary Tasmanian Aboriginal person for his ancestors, and the exile they suffered, and their longing for home as they gazed over the sea, beyond the horizon, to their homelands. The title Broken Heart describes the pain felt by many who would never return to their homelands, who would gather on the southernmost shore of Flinders Island, closest to the mainland, but who died on that island, broken-hearted. The black and white tones of this photograph add an element of poignancy to this evocative work. A classically trained photographer, Ricky works with large format cameras and entirely in black and white, in the tradition of the social documentary genre. Like an earlier series by the artist, The Moonbird People of 1985, this body of work represents the living culture of Tasmania's Aboriginal people, documenting social and physical landscapes, as well as historically and culturally significant sites. Ricky expresses the intrinsic connection of people, country, and history. At the heart of Ricky's practice is a passion to tell the true history of our people, to engage with and present the realities of contemporary Indigenous life from an Indigenous perspective. This passion has taken him into many different communities around Australia, including the Wik people of far north Queensland, prisoners, and the Parkies of Melbourne's St Kilda. In each of these situations, his practice is to spend time with people, building relationships and developing rapport. The resulting photographs express the trust and empathy between photographer and subject. Ricky's approach is purposefully at odds with the historical photographic representations of our people and the role of the artist. With its scientific origins, photography played a major role in perpetrating colonial stereotypes and social Darwinist ideas about Indigenous people. In the past, the camera has effectively been used as a tool of colonisation, categorising, selecting and misrepresenting, a propaganda tool used to spread and perpetrate the myth of a dying or doomed or even extinct race. As a result, Indigenous photographers like Ricky feel a responsibility to redress the past, to present the reality of Indigenous Australia. As Ricky says, we tell our own history. I think what Ricky has really achieved in this work is that he has challenged and indeed overturned the history of photographic portraiture being used to misrepresent and disempower our people. In Ricky's hands, the medium becomes a tool of political agency, forcing people to engage with our people, our history, our country, our communities, and the fact that we have always been here.